Welcome, and thank you for joining today's webinar presented by the Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation, in short, GLIF. I am Claire Rowley, Head of Business Operations for GLIF, and I am host for today's webinar. I am joined by three of my GLIF colleagues, Stefan Wolf, GLIF CEO, Carla McKenna, GLIF Head of Standards, and Christoph Schneider, GLIF Head of IT Development and Operations. I kindly request you note the few webinar housekeeping points on the initial slide and in your invites. We do welcome your questions throughout the presentation. Please submit your questions using the webinar chat function that you see on the webinar dashboard. When submitting, please send your questions to all panelists. So, let us move into the agenda for today. We will follow three topics primarily. First, for those joining today that are not particularly familiar with GLIF, we will give an introduction to our organization, a brief description of the LEI initiative and the global LEI system. If you desire further information, we invite you to follow our website after the webinar. Second, and the main objective of today's webinar, is to provide you an update on the progress towards meeting the next milestone in the global LEI system, that is to enhance the LEI data pool to include data on who owns whom. And lastly, we will give you an update on some important topics that GLIF will drive forward in 2017. It is my pleasure to now give the floor to GLIF CEO Stefan Wolf, who will provide an overview of who we are, what we do, and how we do it. Stefan?
So many thanks, Claire. I think at the beginning we should have a short recap on the role of GLIF. I think we all remember very well the financial crisis back then and the lack of transparency on counterparties in financial transactions. And that led ultimately to the creation of the global LEI system, which was driven by the G20, the Financial Stability Board, and many, many regulators around the world. In June 2014, the Financial Stability Board established a GLIF organization to support the implementation and the use of the LEI. GLIF is supranational. We are not for profit, and our role is to manage the only open, non-proprietary entity identification system designed as a broad public good. The foundation is backed and overseen by the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee, in short, ROC, which is represented by roughly 70 public authorities around the globe, plus a number of observers. GLIF is neither a private member or a public government organization, but an independent Swiss foundation. By our statutes, we are agnostic to any particular commercial or political interest, and we are, in this regard, uniquely positioned in the entity identification market, helping both the public and the private sector in achieving their goals. GLIF provides services around the LEI as well. These services ensure the operational integrity of the global LEI system. Now, the mission and vision of GLIF was very important to develop this over time, to have a clear understanding of where we're going. So GLIF manages a network of partners, we call them the LEI issuing organizations, and together we provide trusted services and open, reliable data for unique legal entity identification worldwide. We share all the same belief that ultimately there should be only one identity behind every business. Having an LEI will tremendously help to achieve this objective. We're on a journey to increase also the rate of the LEI adoption. In 2017 and beyond, the publicly available LEI data pool will capture an increasing number of entities engaging in financial transactions globally, and you will hear about that in a short while. So what are these services that GLIF offers to the partnering organizations and the public? These services ensure, as I said, the operational integrity of the global LEI system and facilitate making the LEI a broad public good. So what are we responsible for in detail? First, we evaluate the suitability of organizations seeking to operate as issuers of LEIs. In other words, we pick the right partners for the system. We also ensure the access to the complete and global LEI data pool free of charge and without any entry barriers. Continuously optimizing the quality of the LEI data pool is another very important task. We provide expertise and reliability throughout our organization and management of the system. And we do spread the word. Like today, we promote the increased adoption of shared open data principles, standards, and best practice across sectors around the world. We also offer comprehensive information on the LEI and the global LEI system. We provide timely updates on related global developments. We do this through our website and social media platforms. In our view, very basically, the LEI remains the industry standard for open and reliable data used for unique legal entity identification management. And what does it mean in practice? In a nutshell, we enable smarter, less costly, and more reliable decisions about who you do business with. And we do this by making the Global LEI Index available. It's the only free online source for open, standardized, and high-quality legal entity reference data. It has, in our opinion, the potential to capture any entity engaging in financial transactions globally. The information on legal entity associated with an LEI is called LEI reference data. We partner with the LEI issuing organizations. Together, we provide in-depth knowledge of local markets and can be relied on and make available the correct information year after year. One of the many aspects people are usually interested in and that makes the LEI really unique is what we call the third-party validation, the regular verification of the data, and on top of that, a public challenge process. The data must meet our strict quality requirements. We continuously optimize the usability and reliability of the LEI data pool. We also believe that the GLIFE is a catalyst of change. We envision that financial services and other industries will transition to reference data management 2.0 in a short while. Today, we would also like to highlight some key information on the LEI itself and how the global LEI system works. It is my true pleasure to now give the floor to Carla McKenna, Head of Standards at GLIFE. Many of you have known Carla for many years. She has a unique track record of successfully facilitating the adoption of new and groundbreaking standards that future-proof financial markets. She also chairs the Technical Committee 68, Financial Services of the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, which developed the LEI standard. Please, Carla.
Thank you, Stefan. A robust global system of unique LEIs is an important foundational element to a more durable, efficient, and effective infrastructure for international trade and financial markets. So let's have a closer look at the LEI itself. It is a 20-digit alphanumeric code based on the ISO 17442 standard developed by the International Organization for Standardization. It connects to key reference information that enables clear and unique identification of legal entities participating in financial transactions. As of December 2016, more than 470,000 LEIs have been issued globally to entities based primarily in the US and Europe, where regulations require the use of LEIs to uniquely identify counterparties to transactions in regulatory reporting. We expect that by 2020, we will look at an LEI population of about 1.5 million as a result of regulation. Today, public authorities in many jurisdictions rely on the LEI to evaluate risks, conduct market surveillance, and take corrective steps if required. That said, we believe that the global LEI system has the potential to generate significant advantages, not only in the regulatory space, but for private organizations. Stefan will outline the advantages of having an LEI for the wider business community later in this webinar. The Global LEI system is a federated system, including the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee, GLIFE, and the LEI issuing organizations. In 2011, the Group of 20 called on the Financial Stability Board to take the lead in developing recommendations for a global LEI and a supporting governance structure. The related recommendations developed by the Financial Stability Board were endorsed by the Group of 20 in 2012. This led to the development of the global LEI system that provides unique identification of legal entities participating in financial transactions worldwide. The LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee is a group of public authorities from across the globe, established in January 2013, to coordinate and oversee a worldwide framework of legal entity identification, the Global LEI System. We have detailed the role of GLIFE in the Global LEI System earlier. The LEI organizations, also referred to as local operating units or in short LOOs, are organizations authorized to issue LEIs to legal entities. Claire will now provide you with detailed information on the important role of the LEI issuing organizations and in the Global LEI System and the tools made available by GLIFE to facilitate easy access to the public LEI data pool.
Thank you, Carla. And I'll provide a update or a recap on the role of the LEI issuers. These organizations act as the primary interface for legal entities wishing to obtain an LEI. They supply registration, renewal, and other services. A legal entity is not limited to using an LEI issuing organization headquartered in its own country. Rather, a legal entity can choose the services of any LEI issuer that is accredited and qualified to validate LEI registrations within its jurisdiction. The Global LEI System was designed to encourage competition between LEI issuing organizations, and this is to the benefit of the legal entities seeking to obtain an LEI. As Carla described earlier, the LEI connects to key reference information. Through self-registration, the legal entity supplies its reference data to the LEI issuer. The LEI issuing organization then verifies the reference data via a local authoritative source. This may be a business registry or a fund registry, for example. And then the LEI issuer issues an LEI compliant with the LEI standard. A key feature that distinguishes the LEI from other identifiers is the obligation of the legal entity to annually renew its LEI. This means that the legal entity recertifies its reference data, and then the LEI issuer revalidates the reference data against a third-party source. The fees charged for the issuance and maintenance of an LEI are entirely a matter for the LEI issuing organization to determine. However, each LEI issuer must demonstrate to GLIFE that it operates on a cost recovery basis. GLIFE currently receives $19 per issued or renewed LEI, and this is paid via the LEI issuers. And we at GLIFE aim for future growth so as to reduce this fee further. As described earlier by Stefan, one of GLIFE's important services is the publication of the Global LEI Index. All LEI records can be easily found and accessed on the GLIFE website free of charge for users. You may search the index using the LEI search tool developed by GLIFE or choose to download the information in different file formats. The Global LEI Index is the only global online source that provides open, standardized, and high-quality legal entity reference data. We encourage you to go to our website, take a look at this information, and download it, and see how the Global LEI Index can bring efficiency, transparency, and trust to your processes, including legal entity identification. The information that is currently available is the LEI reference data that we refer to as Level 1 data. It provides essentially business card information that answers the question, who is who? The LEI is based on the ISO 17442 standard. This standard defines a set of attributes or reference data which must be supplied for the LEI. This includes the official name for the legal entity as recorded in the official register, the registered address of that legal entity, the country of formation, and then several dates that are associated either with the initial registration or ongoing maintenance of the LEI. On the next page, you will see here an example. We have chosen the European Central Bank as our sample LEI. And you will see here at the top, we have the name of the legal entity followed by the legal address and headquarter address, and as I mentioned, several dates that are associated with the registration. So that was a quick overview of the level one data that answers the question, who is who? And now in a next step, the LEI data pool will be enhanced to include the level two data that will answer the question of who owns whom. Relative to this topic, I will make reference to a recent article published by the Financial Times headlined, Connect the Corporate Dots to See True Transparency. And I quote, regulators struggled to cope with the fallout from the Lehman Brothers collapse in 2008 because the bank was operating almost 3,000 different legal entities around the world. What is needed is a way for analysts to track the connections that exist between companies. Many of these companies are listed on national registers, but since such registries are extremely fragmented, it is difficult for shareholders or regulators to form a complete picture of company activity. The good news is that with every data scrape or use of an LEI, the picture of global corporate activity is becoming slightly less opaque thanks to the work of a hidden army of geeks. So we invite you to join us in this project to expand the LEI data pool and also this hidden army that step by step is bringing transparency to legal entity relationships. Starting in early 2017, GLIFE will publish relationship data which allows the identification of direct and ultimate parents of a legal entity. By publishing data clarifying who owns whom, GLIFE will provide a unique and free data source that allows corporate dots to be connected globally. In a nutshell, the 2008 financial crisis and more recently the leak of the Panama Papers has made apparent the importance of increasing transparency in the financial markets. To achieve this, the connections that exist between companies scattered across the globe need to be tracked. Through working with the LEI issuers, our regulatory oversight committee, and all participants in the global LEI system, we will empower market participants to do so. I will now turn back to GLIFE Head of Standards, Carla McKenna, who will outline the principles governing the collection, validation, and publication of parent information in the global LEI system. Carla?
Thank you, Claire. Following a public consultation carried out in 2015, the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee published the document entitled Collecting Data on Direct and Ultimate Parents of Legal Entities in the Global LEI System, Phase 1, in March of 2016. The paper outlines the policy design of a process for collecting Level 2 data to complement the existing Level 1 LEI reference data. The LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee stated that it will work on expanding the scope of relationship data in future phases in consultation with relevant stakeholders. GLIFE is responsible for carrying out the project management and developing the organizational and technical standards required by the LEI issuing organizations to collect the parent information. The LEI issuing organizations are the experts in local law and how to validate legal entities and the parent structure within their jurisdictions. The LEI issuers will be responsible for collecting direct and ultimate parent information from each legal entity that registers for a new LEI or renews an existing LEI after the implementation date. I will now summarize the main features set out in the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee's policy paper on collecting data on direct and ultimate parents of legal entities in the global LEI system. Legal entities that have or acquire an LEI will report their ultimate accounting consolidating parent. This is defined as the highest level legal entity preparing consolidated financial statements. They also will report their direct accounting consolidating parent. This is defined as the lowest level legal entity that prepares consolidated financial statements that consolidate the entity. In both cases, identification of the parent will be based on the accounting definition of consolidation applying to the parent, defined with either the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, or the United States Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, US GAAP. Accounting definitions were chosen as a starting point for the following reasons. They are applicable to both financial and non-financial companies. Their international comparability has increased. They are widely used, publicly available, and their implementation is periodically reviewed by external auditors. This said, the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee's policy paper recognizes that despite progress in the consistency of standards used internationally, some differences remain, and local accounting standards continue to apply to many entities, including jurisdictions having adopted IFRS. In addition, there is latitude for interpretation in all such standards. Information on parents will be part of the information that must be provided in order for an LEI to be issued or renewed. However, the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee specifies the following three options to decline providing parent information. Firstly, there is no parent according to the definition used. This will include, for instance, the entity is controlled by a natural person or persons without any intermediate legal entity meeting the definition of parent in the global LEI system, or the entity is controlled by legal entities not subject to preparing consolidated financial statements, or there is no known person controlling the entity due to, for example, diversified shareholding. Secondly, the entity may decline providing information if legal obstacles prevent providing or publishing this information. This will include obstacles in the laws or regulations of a jurisdiction or other binding legal commitments, such as articles governing the legal entity or a contract. Thirdly, the disclosure of parent information may be declined if disclosure would be detrimental to the legal entity or the relevant parent. This will include reasons generally accepted by public authorities in similar circumstances based on a declaration by the entity. Legal entities will report relationship information to the LEI issuing organization that manages the entity's LEI. The LEI issuing organization will be responsible for verifying the relationship information based on public documents if available, such as the list of subsidiaries in audited consolidated financial statements, regulatory filings, or other sources. The parent information will be published in the global LEI system and therefore freely available for public authorities and market participants. At this stage, the global LEI system will only record relationship data that can be made public in accordance with the applicable legal framework. It has to be noted, however, that distinct procedures will apply regarding the publication of information on direct and ultimate parents, subject to whether the parents' entities have an LEI or not. We will describe the applicable principles later in this webinar. As mentioned earlier, GLIF is responsible for carrying out the project management and developing the organizational and technical standards required by the LEI issuing organizations to collect Level 2 data on who owns whom. I will now give the floor to Christoph Schneider, GLIF Head of IT Development and Operations, who will report on the progress achieved to date and the next steps with regard to collecting Level 2 data in the global LEI system.
Thank you, Carla. Throughout 2016, GLIF has been working towards implementing the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee's policy on enhancing the LEI data pool to include Level 2 data on who owns whom. In the first step, GLIF has developed, in consultation with the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee and the LEI issuing organizations, the organizational and technical standards required to collect data on direct and ultimate parents of legal entities. In addition, GLIF has built the interface required to eventually load the data into the global LEI index and make the data publicly available on the GLIF website. Together with five volunteering first mover LEI issuing organizations, we launched a prototype exercise in November 2016 to test the end-to-end process of Level 2 data collection and validation. On 7 December 2016, GLIF and the five participating LEI issuing organizations successfully concluded this prototype exercise. This means a proven and robust process facilitating the inclusion of parent information in the global LEI data pool is now in place. The LEI issuers that participated in the prototype exercise are Bundesanzeiger Verlag, Business Entity Data, this is DTCC's GMEI utility, London Stock Exchange PLC, Saudi Arabia Credit Bureau, and Unione Italiana per le Camere di Commercio, Industria, Artigianato e Agricoltura. With the prototype exercise, we tested all aspects of the process developed to collect, validate, and eventually publish parent information in the global LEI system. The participating LEI issuers performed the following actions during prototype exercise. They worked with selected actual legal entities that have obtained an LEI, their clients, including several larger banks, to collect parent information. They received accounting documents from the legal entities to validate parent information. They created data records using technical documentation developed by GLIFE. The LEI issuers updated these data records via an interface provided by GLIFE using an encrypted transfer protocol and electronically signed the files to ensure authenticity. GLIFE performed the following actions during prototype exercise. We received the files, including parent information, from the first mover LEI issuers. We checked files to ensure compliance with relevant technical documentation and business rules. And we created sample concatenated files, including parent information. As demonstrated with the successful conclusion of the prototype exercise on 7 December 2016, the process we have implemented to enable the collection, validation, and publication of parent information is fit for purpose. The process implemented to enhance the global LEI system to include the information on direct and ultimate parents of entities is based on a set of technical documents developed by GLIFE in consultation with the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee and the LEI issuing organizations. On this slide, we provide an overview of the relevant technical documentation. Being mindful of your time, we will not describe these documents in detail during the webinar. However, the documents are available for download on the GLIFE website. You find them in the section About LEI under the headline Common Data File Formats. Once parent information for the entire LEI population is available, GLIFE will provide a unique and free data source that allows corporate dots to be connected globally based on open, standardized, and high-quality LEI data. To date, LEI data records are published with the daily updated GLIFE concatenated file. This file contains the content of the individual files published by the LEI issuing organizations, which list all LEIs issued to legal entities and related LEI reference data, that is, level 1 data on who is who. Level 2 data on who owns whom will be published with a separate file on the GLIFE website. This avoids any disruption to the established use of level 1 data by market participants. With regard to the parent information related to firms that have obtained an LEI, the following has to be kept in mind. The direct and ultimate parents of an LEI registrant may or may not have an LEI. Distinct procedures will apply regarding the collection, validation, and publication of parent information subject to whether the parents have an LEI or not. If the direct and/or ultimate parent of an LEI registrant has obtained an LEI, the following applies. The child legal entity will be obliged to report the LEI code, respectively, of its direct and ultimate parent to the LEI issuing organization. The separate file to be published on the GLIFE website providing parent information will contain the LEI of the child entity as well as the LEIs respectively of the direct and ultimate parent. If the direct and or ultimate parent of an LEI registrant does not have an LEI, the following applies. The child legal entity will be obliged to report reference data on its direct and ultimate parents to the LEI issuing organization. This information is referred to as parent reference data. During an initial phase, the reference data reported by a child entity for its direct and ultimate parents will not be published. For as long as reference data on parents without an LEI will not be published, this data will only be accessible to GLIFE and the members of the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee. the LEI Regulatory Oversight Committee has clarified that no later than 6 months after the start of the effective collection of relationship data by LEI issuing organizations, it will determine whether the parent reference data can be made public as part of the reference data of the child. In early 2017, GLIFE will start publishing, as a first step, level 2 data collected by the volunteering LEI issuers that participated in the prototype exercise. The collection, validation, and publication of parent information will commence on 1st May 2017. As of this date, all LEI issuers are expected to have the capability to register and renew LEIs, including level 2 data. It is expected that level 2 data for the majority of the LEI population will be available at the latest at the start of 2018. That means towards the end of the one-year renewal cycle after the date when collection of level 2 data starts. We will continue to provide regular updates on the progress towards enhancing the LEI data pool to include information on who owns whom, going forward on the GLIFE website and through our social media channels. Back to you, Claire.
Thank you, Christoph. And that brings us to our third agenda point. We would now like to take the opportunity to give you an outlook on some of the other topics that GLIFE will focus on in 2017. I will turn back again to GLIFE CEO, Stefan Wolf.
Thank you, Claire, again. And first and foremost, let me please stress again the urgency for market participants to get ready and to meet the new compliance requirements as well. The revised European Union Markets in Financial Instruments Directive, in short MiFID, will take effect on 3rd January of 2018. And this legislative act requires hundreds of thousands of market participants to obtain an LEI that are under no such obligation to date. And that is a global approach. Everybody that trades in Europe must have an LEI. With regard to MiFID II, ESMA, the European Securities and Market Authority, stated crystal clear, no LEI, no trade. So get an LEI now. The longer firms wait, the bigger is the risk that they will be faced with delays. We do not guarantee that anyone who comes late to the registration process will get an LEI in time for MiFID II to kick in. And this definitely poses the risk of business disruption. But we want to help. First, we want to make the LEI system available soon enough, as Christoph just pointed out. And second, GLIFE has introduced the concept of registration agents. A registration agent assists a legal entity to access the network of LEI issuing organizations. The registration agent's role in the global LEI system is directly connected to the LEI issuing organizations. It acts as a third-party service provider, almost like a funnel, that assists the LEI issuing organization with the performance of its duties in the global LEI system. What does a registration agent do? For example, they publish on their website information helping legal entities to apply for an LEI with an LEI issuing organization. They might collect and transmit to the LEI issuing organization the information required to verify the existence of the entity applying for an LEI. It is important to note, however, that registration agents will neither be responsible for issuing LEIs nor will they have editorial access to the LEI data. Detailed information on registration agents is already available on our GLIFE website in the section about LEI. Let me give you an example for this. A large bank or insurance company could try to help its customer base to be informed, to have an LEI in time, and to watch that the LEI doesn't lapse after 1 year. These are all good services that the clients of this bank will honor with continuing or even increased revenue streams. What else is happening in the global LEI system? In June 2016, the XBRL International Best Practice Board, in cooperation with GLIFE, formed a working group to make concrete recommendations about best ways to create consistency in referencing legal entities within XBRL documents. I guess you're all familiar with XBRL standard and its role in financial reporting. The open XBRL specifications are freely licensed to anyone seeking to use that standard. XBRL allows the creation of reusable authoritative definitions called taxonomies that capture the meaning contained in all of the reported items used in the business report, as well as the relationships between all of these terms. So the working group will address the following topics. They will analyze the main identity requirements and existing XBRL implementations across multiple regions. They will identify the core components of identity required in XBRL disclosures. They will develop a modular global identity taxonomy, or other framework for representing reporting entities as well as entity-to-entity relationships using the LEI standard, which is very important here. They evaluate the opportunities for validation of LEIs included in XBRL reports, and they will make recommendations for the inclusion of any such validation XBRL implementations. They recommend the requirements for a mechanism that can enforce the use of LEIs within XBRL reports as the fundamental entity identifier. And they will recommend the requirements for the utilization of relationship information disclosed within XBRL documents using LEIs. The working group will deliver a white paper or a briefing note that introduces the use of LEIs within the XBRL framework in 2017. We're already heavily working on that. Another big topic for 2017 is the continued focus on data quality. We regard the publicly available LEI data pool as the global directory, and greatly enhancing by this the transparency in financial markets. But this objective requires the availability of trusted, open, and reliable data. And this is why we created a rigorous quality management program in which we are responsible for monitoring and ensuring high LEI data quality. I'm sure many of you have seen those reports on our website already. If not, please go there. We publish a quality report every month. These reports then summarize the results of our assessment of the level of data quality in the global LEI system. And this assessment is based on a set of clearly defined quality criteria. The quality criteria as well as implementation notes are also available on our website for everybody to be studied. Of course, we are committed going forward to enhance the data quality program through stepwise improvement. Our partners, but also the general public, is helping via implementing even better controls or providing challenges to our data. We learn from these challenges and upgrade the system accordingly. The challenge facility, introduced just recently, is available for everyone on the GLIF website or in a similar fashion on the website of the LEI issuers. I already stressed the fact that we believe that legal entities should act now and get an LEI immediately. We think we have outlined today why we believe that the LEI is the industry standard and best suited to provide open and reliable data for unique legal entity identification management. We're convinced that broad LEI adoption will generate significant advantages, and not only for the public sector, but also for the wider business community, which you represent on this call. Going forward, we will work very hard to incentivize the private sector to consider the LEI beyond regulatory compliance. In our view, there's a big business case for obtaining an LEI. So how does it work? Business across the globe to date are grappling with how to develop and implement a common entity identification system that could serve as a linchpin to identify financial market participants and connect the data. And to state the very obvious, up until now, legal entity reference data within the financial markets have been proprietary, siloed, and mostly not standardized. So gathering and maintaining related data requires replication efforts across the market, tying up resources that could be spent more productively elsewhere. This is a huge cost burden for the industry. The LEI offers an alternative. A global LEI index will remove a great deal of the effort associated to date with the maintenance of entity reference data. It would also create new business opportunities. So take advantage of the Global LEI Index. It will empower you and also data suppliers and their customers, software vendors, vendors in tech firms, and other organizations to cut costs, to simplify and accelerate operations and to gain a much deeper insight into the global marketplace. The benefits will grow in line with the rate of LEI adoption. So our message to businesses around the globe is this: don't wait, get an LEI and make it work for you now.
Thank you, Stefan. This brings us to the conclusion of our prepared presentation, and we will now respond to some questions received. If we are unable to get to your question due to time restrictions, you will receive an answer from one of our team members shortly following the webinar. First, we will address a topic that was received in advance. Also, we have received some questions during the webinar on this. And this is the subject of lapsed LEIs. I will ask for Stefan to respond to this, but first I give just a moment of background on what do we mean by lapsed LEIs. As I mentioned briefly at the beginning of the webinar, one of the unique aspects of the global LEI system is the requirement for legal entities annually to renew the LEI. Given the legal entity does not do that, the registration status of the LEI becomes lapsed. So, Stefan, we have been asked whether the percentage of lapsed LEIs is a reason for concern. Just as reference point, as of December 2016, roughly 28% of the total population has lapsed. Please, Stefan.
Well, Claire, first of all, this is a perfectly understandable question. And I believe that some market observers are really concerned about the rate of lapsed LEIs to date. They sometimes assume that lapsed LEI would not longer be valid. But please note, this is not the case. Any LEI with the registration status lapsed remains a valid LEI. As Claire mentioned, the status lapsed simply indicates that the legal entity is behind schedule as regarding renewals, so the revalidation of its information against third-party sources. The status lapsed, therefore, does not necessarily indicate that the information recorded for the legal entity is outdated or wrong. In fact, some legal entities might, erroneously, assume that they would be allowed to skip a committed renewal date because their information has not changed since the information was verified. We tried to help the market to understand that this is also not the case. The LEIs must be renewed. Another reason for not renewing the LEI could be that the legal entity ceases for trade for a couple of years, then trades again, and the regulatory language does not mandate renewing the LEI in the interim. It mandates only that an LEI has to be renewed once you report a trade. And their regulation gets more and more strict around the world. Only renewed LEIs are allowed for trade reporting. So if you don't trade, then it's up to you as a fund manager, for instance, whether you want to freely renew and pay renewal fee or simply wait another year until you trade. Of course, many other use cases suggest to renew and inform the world about your status as legal entity. We believe this is an important matter of creating trust. How would your business partner view you if your LEI has not been renewed? Would that cause any concern? Glyph, together with our LEI issuing partners, we will continue to educate registered entities to comply with their obligation to regularly renew the LEI by agreed target dates. And to that end, LEI issuers are committed to making the renewal process as easy as possible for registered entities, in many cases just a mouse click.
Thank you, Stefan. We did receive one question during the presentation, again on this topic, that is, what happens if a company does not renew each year or pay its future subscriptions? Just to be clear, as I mentioned earlier, there is a change of registration status. Indeed, that LEI would be recognized as lapsed. I believe we have time quickly for one other question. This is on a topic that is interesting to us. There is a question relative to Glyph's view on correspondent de-risking and the role that the LEI could play in improving KYC processes, especially in higher risk locations. And I will turn again to Stefan if you'd like to give briefly some thoughts on that topic.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic and has been put up by many regulators, politicians. Mrs. Lagarde, for instance, and Mr. Draghi put it out in their latest speeches that some counterparties might not be able to participate in global trade and global exchange of financial information and money in the end because they operate in a country that is perceived as of a higher risk rate for banks, and so they do not really know what is going on. And that was the reason why the CPMI Working Group on Correspondent Banking ran a public consultation, and they reported that it would be a recommendable idea to use the LEI for those entities in those countries in order to create a higher visibility and ultimately more trust into these organizations. So we welcome this very much, and we see this as a first step of the LEI into the payments industry.
Thank you, Stefan. That does bring us to the close of our scheduled time today. If you have submitted questions during the webinar that have not been addressed directly, you will receive a personal email response from a GLIFE representative shortly. I would like to convey my thanks on behalf of GLIFE to everyone who has attended today's webinar. We hope it has been of interest and of use to you. Finally, if you have any feedback, we really welcome your comments or suggestions for future improvements. Please email them directly to info@glife.org. Many thanks again for your attendance, and goodbye on behalf of GLIFE.
Thank you from us as well.